14 minutes past six, Christian O'Connell Breakfast Show on Virgin Radio. So I've come across this story, right? You know, barely a month goes by when you don't see a photo in the tabloids, okay, of Matthew McConaughey just in his shorts working out on the beach. I haven't seen one for the last 4 or 5 weeks. I'm concerned that the man is not very well. See, he just seems to be in between movie projects working out with his buff body on the beach. But then I actually felt sorry for him today because I read that his mum, you know, a lot of celebrities have got weird or nuts mums. You can't get any nuts than, of course, Stallone's mum, Jackie Stallone, who reads arses for a living, basically. And but Matthew McConaughey's mum, Kay, is releasing a book called I Amaze Myself. A hideous title. So American, I Amaze Myself. This is, you know, Hollywood star Matthew McConaughey's mum has released a book. But in it, she reveals that Matty Boy's dad, he didn't know this, and now the world knows, as Matthew knows, her son, he didn't know this, that his dad actually died whilst making love to her, Matthew's mum. Now, no one needs to know that kind of... We don't, OK? Your lives are none the richer knowing that Matthew McConaughey's dad died whilst doing his mum. You don't need to know that. But poor Matty boy, poor Matthew, he doesn't need to know that either. And I think that most of us in our lives have probably delved into some area we really didn't want to go about our mums or dads. We found something else about maybe dad or mum or the pair of them doing something together, which you really wish you didn't know. So this morning I want to know, and you can call them anonymously if you like, if you're worried that mum or dad might be listening, things that you found out, things that you discovered about your mum or your dad that you wish you hadn't. 0330 123 1215. You can also text me right now on 81215. And after the travel news with Monique, I'll let you know about something that I discovered about my mum and my dad, which I really wish I hadn't. Here's Monique Oliver with the travel.